Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3 of the Tuesday edition, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, last hour, we mentioned this, you know, the idea that people are scared of the government. A lot of people are scared of the government, and for good reason. It's a scary organization, a scary, violent group of men willing to impose their way with violence on others. And there's a perfect example in the news now of one man that is being targeted by these thugs for enforcement. And this is the kind of story that is very successful at scaring the crap out of Americans. What's happening, Mark?
From the AP, Wesley Snipes was indicted Tuesday on tax fraud charges that accused the actor of trying to cheat the federal government out of nearly $12 million in false refund claims and not filing any returns for 6 years.
Now, before we go on, let's look at the phraseology of this article. Wesley Snipes trying to cheat the federal government? As though the federal government deserves his hard-earned money. As though the federal government was there doing the acting for Wesley Snipes for a portion of his days. That he was out there on whatever movie sets he was on. That they are owed the money for some reason because they're the federal government. He's not trying to cheat anybody. He's trying to keep his hard-earned income. Just like anybody else that doesn't pay taxes. They aren't cheats. They're just doing what's right for them.
Prosecutors said Snipes fraudulently claimed refunds totaling nearly $12 million in 1996 and 97 on income taxes already paid. The star of the Blade trilogy and other hit films such as Jungle Fever and White Men Can't Jump was also charged with failure to file returns from 99 through 2004. According to the indictment, Snipes had his taxes prepared by accountants with a history of filing false returns to reap payments for their clients. Now, hold on. He had his returns
prepared? I thought he didn't file the returns.
Right. That's a little strange. As part of the deal, the indictment alleges the firm, American Rights Litigators, would receive 20% of refunds from clients. So they basically said, we'll get you some huge returns, and we'll take 20%. We don't get paid any other way.
And they didn't file? Is that what happened? I wonder about that.
It's a conspiracy against the IRS.
You hear this?
Well, it's U.S. Attorney General Paul I. Perez, he said at a news conference. Conspiracy against the IRS, basically to harass the IRS.
The IRS is a conspiracy against the American people.
Yep, from doing its lawful job in terms of collection of taxes.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know, it's just so gross what he said.
He's an apologist for violence, is what he is. Sick.
If convicted of all the charges, Snipes could face 16 years in prison, 5 years each on two conspiracy counts, and 1 year each on six counts of failure to file income tax returns. Snipes, 44, who had a home in Windermere and near Orlando, has not been arrested because authorities don't know where he is. Snipes' manager and attorney did not return messages from the Associated Press. We've spoken to his former attorney over the weekend. Perez said, we presume that he knows, and of course, after this press conference, he will definitely know.
I hope he gets the hell out of America as soon as he can.
He's probably already gone. The indictment said Snipes conspired with American Rights Litigators founder Eddie Ray Kahn and tax preparer Douglas P. Rosselli Sr. to file false refund claims based on a bogus argument that only income from foreign sources was subject to taxation.
Ah. Which is actually a fairly valid argument from what we've seen, at least according to the tax freedom experts that have actually done the research here.
That included a claim for a $7.3 million refund in 1997, in which an amended tax return reported Snipes' adjusted income as zero. Now, get this. They returned the money.
They gave him the money.
In 1997, and now, 10 years later,
they want it back.
They want it back. They want to put him in jail for having filed this. They're that incompetent, and you're that responsible for picking up their slack.
Who's that responsible? Wesley Snipes?
You! Apparently, you are responsible for telling the government this is how much they can have, this is how much they can't have. You're supposed to know everything that they
yes.
want you to do.
You're supposed to know the tax law, the tax code, inside and out, Mark. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, you know.
I remember Al Gore being on Good Morning America. Man, this must have been, it's more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he showed the tax law. on a pallet with a forklift.
Why would Al Gore do something like that?
Because he said that it was there was a problem with the tax code.
And they
wanted to have reform.
Want to simplify it so it only takes up half of a forklift.
Right, half of a pallet.
Half a pallet.
It was incredible the amount of paper that was there.
Yeah.
How would anyone know?
It's impossible. It's ludicrous.
It is ludicrous. The Justice Department sued Roselli in 2002 for allegedly filing bogus refunds claims totaling more than $36 million on behalf of clients in 32 states. The suit is still pending. Snipes was not named as a defendant in that case, but the lawsuit said the preparer's largest claim was an amended income tax return filed on behalf of the actor and dated April 14th, 2001. Amended, let's see, but it must have been amended for one of the years that he did file because he supposedly stopped in 1999, right? Roselli is in custody in Ocala, Perez says, and the third defendant named in the indictment, Khan, is believed to be out of the country. On a call to an attorney who is representing Roselli in 2002 lawsuit was not returned. It wasn't clear if he had any other legal representation. Federal court records indicate that he filed for bankruptcy on June the 29th.
Perez, I hope they don't pick up Snipes as the first enemy combatant for hostilities against the United States. It could be considered a hostility by withholding taxes if you really want to think about that way. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, just wanted to bring up, another point that might be relevant, certainly of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes has some history of conversion to Islam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's another thing to just, something to be thought about in regards to this. Also, apparently, and I heard this from Thorgo, he was picked up last year having a fake South African passport.
Huh. That is interesting.
Very interesting.
Just some other interesting facts. And, the whole Islam and Muslim thing, I think, is incredibly interesting when you consider, and I believe he's, he had talks with Cat Stevens and stuff like that. And we know, what happened to Cat Stevens. So
all the more likely to possibly be the first enemy, unlawful enemy combatant then.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really unfortunate that could possibly happen to him.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just, it's more just, again, coercion and corruptness coming out. Any sort of method. I was watching today a really old video because I was uploading to Google Video today the debates, the third party debates between Bednarik and Cobb, because I was looking for that video online and I couldn't find it anywhere.
From 2004.
Because, yeah, somebody was talking about on a website, a news website, they were talking about how more Americans have decided to stop voting. And, I thought, people need to really, a lot of, and the comments in that article were just people like, yeah, it's a waste of time, and just talking all about the wasted vote syndrome.
Okay.
And I was getting disgusted just reading the thread. And I started to talk a little bit about third parties and saying, look, when you vote for a third party, you're voting your principle. You're voting based on issues, not party lines. Voting a party line is a wasted vote. Voting for what you agree with and what you believe in, that can never be a wasted vote.
That much is true, but most of these people don't know that there are third parties. They don't know that they're around, and if they do, they don't know what they stand for.
Which is why I was going the route of I wanted to dig up that old video that I have of the coverage from the... From the Cobb and Bednarik debate. And while I was there, I also found some video of when, O'Reilly refused to debate Bednarik after inviting him on his show.
O'Reilly
had this whole thing where he dumped Bednarik off the air, never really wanted to talk to him, and then said if anybody would be willing to debate O'Reilly on the Patriot Act. Back in the day when O'Reilly was supporting the Patriot Act,
still does.
Oh, maybe. I don't think he could get behind it now since most Americans don't support it anymore. But, and he's just a shill. But, basically, he wouldn't support that, or he wouldn't talk to Bednarik back then, and Bednarik called him out, and, I found some, interesting audio there, and O'Reilly just telling people to shut up.
Well, link it on the BBS so some other people can take a look at it. And, Johnson, thank you for the call. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Using generic brands and clipping coupons may be ways to save that make sense. But when I come back, I'll tell you a way that cutting corners will cost you.
I'm Bobby Likos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com. BG.
Cutting corners when driving can be expensive. Here's what I mean. When turning left, it's tempting to meander into the intersection. Point your wheels left and hurriedly turn at an angle across the perpendicular center lane without giving right away to oncoming traffic. Uh-oh, that's a no-no. According to data published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, failure to yield when turning left occurred in 78% of fatal two-vehicle crashes at traffic signals. Another study reveals that 30% of bicycle-related accidents are caused by over-anxious motorists at crossroads. So wisely, spend time at intersections. Clip coupons, not corners. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo. Shrine.freetalklive.com gets you right to it. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we were talking about Wesley Snipes. He is under fire from the IRS and their lackeys because apparently he decided that he wanted to keep his hard-earned income.
Right. He's facing up to 16 years.
Right. And nobody really knows where he is. I guess the law enforcers are on the lookout for him at this point. I hope he's out of the country. And I hope he stays out of the country and doesn't come back because I would hate to see him get locked up and thrown away into jail.
It's going to be darn hard for him to work in his selected career if he doesn't come back to America.
Hey, you know what? If he's Wesley Snipes, hopefully he hasn't spent all of his money on, up his nose or something like that. I'm not saying he does anything. I don't know. I'm just saying hopefully he saved his money. A lot of Hollywood people like to do other things that cost a lot of money. But hopefully he's got a little bit of cash and savings and can live like a wealthy, wealthy man around the world as an expatriate for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he can still make movies in other countries, New Zealand, other places where, of course, then again, they may have reciprocal agreements, extradition treaties, and that sort of thing, to where foreign countries' governments might actually have an agreement with the United States to where they could pick him up. Who knows what's going to happen?
Many do.
This is bad news. But it's not like Michael Jackson where he's touching kids. This is just him trying to keep his money. He hasn't done anything wrong. And if you think that Wesley Snipes has done something wrong, I would like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Were there any more details on that story?
There's really not. Basically, it's Perez, the IRS puke, said the IRS considers the tax preparation business founded by Khan as a tax protest organization. So apparently, Wesley Snipes, tax protester.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a hero, and I still say, always bet on black. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Six words. Wesley Snipes didn't pay for torture.
Ah, well said, sir.
But I wanted to call, speaking of torture, and tell you a little bit about the latest on Lauren Canario, the gal who was arrested in Connecticut.
Yeah, right. She was arrested for reading a book on a front porch.
Dangerous woman.
Yes.
Right. She was protesting the imminent domain seizures that have been going on over there that have been such a thorn in the side of the whole nation.
Indeed, and then she proceeded to be a non-cooperative. She did not walk where the police wanted her to walk. She forced them to carry her, essentially. She did not answer any of their questions, and I believe she is still under a cone of silence, if you will, and not talking to the so-called authorities. So I guess she's been scheduled for some sort of a sentencing. I'm not sure what's going on the 23rd. Maybe that's why you're updating us. What's the latest?
Well, she comes up for some kind of a hearing or sentencing on the 23rd. I don't know exactly what that is called. And I know I'm not going to be there that day, but it was on Sunday, I was able to be at a demonstration on her behalf at the jail, or the prison, I guess I should say,
yes.
She's being held. We had 19 people turn out. We got the local TV station to turn out, and we made our presence felt, and we got a lot of nice honks and stuff. I lost count, but everybody seems to be starting to really figure out who she is.
Hmm. Dave?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I was just listening to you. I didn't know if you were going anywhere else with that.
I'm not used to pauses on Free Talk Live.
Well, you were the one who was pausing, so I figured you had more to say. But so the protest was successful. I presume the next step is the actual hearing, whatever sort of hearing it is. I have a feeling it's like a trial / sentencing. I think this is like where, because she's been in jail. They set a bail for her, and if there's bail set, then that means that they haven't actually had the trial yet. So I'm guessing that's what's going on the 23rd. And I'm hoping that I can make it out there for that. I know it's a 2.5-hour drive, but I'm hoping that, you know, we can make it out there, as many people can possibly make it from New Hampshire and the surrounding New England community that care about property rights or that care about freedom in general, and make a good showing for Lauren Canario.
One of the guys who was there is a Connecticut resident. He's planning to move to New Hampshire. He looked at the thing and he goes, "This thing kind of only happened once." He's like from Poland. He goes, "This thing only happened once every year in Connecticut." He goes, "And New Hampshire is every week."
Yeah. Well, there's not activists that are arrested every week to where he means there's protests every week. I see what he's saying.
Same level of activity, you know.
Indeed. And it'll be much more convenient when activists get arrested in New Hampshire because then we won't have to drive as far. So looking forward to getting her out and getting her back here to the Keene area. Dave, any other updates for us?
Oh, I could bring you up to date on some smoking ban stuff, but that would take another 3 or 4 minutes. Maybe that should be another call. Or,
what smoking ban? There's not another one going on here in New
Hampshire. Oh, they're attempting to put another piece of legislation through in the coming legislative session that will be a rehash of the smoke ban. They're going to try to make
again?
A smoke ban.
Are they going to get this to happen this year, or is that next year when that happens?
You can bring stuff up every session, and the session lasts 2 years. The last session ended this year, so the next session that comes up in 2007, they'll be able to take another stab at the smoking ban.
Oh, okay, so I see. So there's a session. The session lasts 2 years, or I missed a point. How long does the session last?
Well, the session technically lasts 2 years. They're not in session all the time, but they'll have a few months where they're in session each year of the 2 year session.
And then what happens after that 2 years? Are they just not in session for a while, or how does that work?
It just starts over again. I don't know exactly how each month breaks down, but my experience has been they tend to do stuff from, like, January until May, you know.
I wish they'd just stay home. I really...
Well, yeah, I wish they would, too. They do stay home some, but...
I'd voluntarily contribute to a stay-home fund for some of those guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate hearing from you.
If you get enough of them to stay home, they can't pass anything.
Yeah, that much is true. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airways. A couple corrupt cop stories for you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, from StopTheDrugWar.org, a federal civil rights lawsuit filed by the husband of an exotic dancer is shining a light on some sordid business involving a pair of Tulsa Police Department officers. The lawsuit was filed by Shannon Coyle, the husband of dancer Crystal Garr. Boy, it really has got to stink to be named Shannon as a guy, huh? Coyle was arrested on drug charges.
There's probably 10 Shannon guys listening right now that are just that hate you for having said
that. They shouldn't hate me. They should call and share their stories of schoolyard teasing, because you know what happened.
I got teased plenty, and my name's Mark.
What'd they say to you?
Well, I don't. I'm just talking about in general. Oh, kids say silly things about names. You know, they turn them into rhymes. And
yeah, I know. What rhymes did you get?
I remember a rhyme that had something to do with bark. But
come on, what was it?
I don't remember it.
All right, I got P and Ian. That one I got.
That's awesome.
Coyle was arrested. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay, so Shannon Coyle, the husband of dancer Crystal Garr. Coyle was arrested on drug charges last year by Officer Travis Ludwig after Coyle filed an internal affairs complaint against Ludwig because Ludwig was sleeping with Garr. Coyle, that's his wife, was arrested first on marijuana possession charges, then again on methamphetamine and paraphernalia charges in raids led by Officer Ludwig. When Coyle found out Ludwig was sleeping with his wife, he text messaged him, warning him to stay away. Ludwig then took those messages to a deputy prosecutor who okayed another arrest for Coyle, this time for intimidating a witness, Officer Ludwig. All of the charges were dropped once officials became aware of the affair, and Ludwig has been disciplined by the department, but he still faces Coyle's lawsuit. So does Officer Israel Rodriguez. We'll investigate him coming up, and you can take control of the airways as well. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the live streams. We've got broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com. So continuing with the corrupt cop story, the story is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma from stopthedrugwar.org. You've got Shannon Coyle, husband of an exotic dancer, Crystal Gar. Coyle arrested on drug charges by Officer Travis Ludwig. After Coyle filed an internal affairs complaint against Ludwig because Ludwig was sleeping with Gar, which makes you wonder if the possession charges, these drug charges, were a little trumped up, perhaps. You know, this cop with essentially a vendetta against this guy. Well, Ludwig apparently, Ludwig is now facing charges because of a variety of things. Anyway, all the charges were dropped against Coyle because once officials became aware of the affair, Ludwig has been since disciplined by the department, but he still faces Coyle's lawsuit. So does Officer Israel Rodriguez, whom Coyle also accuses of sleeping with his wife. Ludwig and Gar currently live together, although she remains married to Coyle, the father of her four children.
Oh, my.
Oh, by the way, the deputy prosecutor who okayed Coyle's third arrest, she had also been sleeping with the busy Ludwig. Read all about it in the Oklahoma Law Enforcement Peyton Place in the Tulsa World, which has in-depth coverage and a handy chart with all the players.
Man, that's crazy.
In New York City, a former NYPD narcotics detective got off easy last week when he was sentenced for robbing more than $740,000 from drug dealers over an eight-year period, Newsday reported. Former Detective Julio Vasquez, 46, was among five NYPD cops arrested in the scheme, which unraveled when federal agents staking out a drug suspect saw him robbed by Vasquez. So the FBI just happened to stumble across this cop robbing this dude and fellow cop Thomas Racco All of the other cops have pleaded guilty as well. Vasquez got a sweet 6-year sentence from federal judge Carol Ammon on October 5th.
Yeah, I wonder if one guy had, if the roles had been changed and the bad guy was robbing the cop, and you know, how many years would he have gotten?
Good question. And apparently the judge on October 5th, after prosecutors filed a letter saying he had cooperated with investigators under the federal sentencing guidelines, he would have faced between 17 and 22 years. So because he rolled over and ratted out, he only got 6. In Boston, an audit of the Boston Police Drug Depository, they have a drug depository in Boston, has revealed that the department cannot account for some of the drugs seized over the years. The Boston Globe reported Sunday. How long do they hold these things for? Police Commissioner Albert Goslin said, told the Globe it was too early to suggest corruption and that the drugs seized as evidence over the years, they might just be lost. As the audit continues, 3 officers are trying to track down the drug evidence in some 190,000 cases, some dating back more than 20 years. This is unbelievable. I thought they burned the stuff or
something.
What
good are 20-year-old drugs?
Well, it depends. Actually, I know a guy that had some old MDMA from back when it was legal, back in the early 80s. He said he had, I guess a friend gave some to him. MDMA is ecstasy, by the way. And he took it. He said it was the best darn MDMA he's had in the last 20 years.
Hmm.
So, some of it holds shelf life. LSD, on the other hand, will depreciate over time.
I wouldn't imagine marijuana's any good after...
No, that goes bad. That's got a shelf life for sure. So some are good, some are bad. Anyway, it's shocking to me. I thought they destroyed the drugs. Apparently not in Boston. They just throw it in some evidence, huge evidence locker. That's got to be the size of a building over 20 years of drug confiscations.
That's got to be incredible. Houston, I don't know. Whoever heard of such a thing?
Let's go to Houston. This one, not necessarily a corrupt cop, but a cop out of control instead in a nightclub. What happened, Mark?
Well, this is from boingboing.net, and it's a blog post because there's no news on this. So this is from Houston police used excessive force on club goers. Boing Boing reader Kim in Houston, Texas says, last Friday night, a small music venue here in Houston, Walters, was in the middle of a show when a cop walked in on a noise disturbance, not unusual for Walters, and instead of talking with the management to turn down the music or shut down the show, walked straight up to the stage to tell the band to shut down. The band had no idea what was going on and asked why, at which time the cop tried to grab one of the musician's guitar and then slam the musician to the ground. And of course, from that point on, the melee ensued, with at least 3 people being tasered by this cop and several people being arrested. One of the kids tasered was a 14-year-old kid who was there with his parents. One account states the boy's father was also tasered. Several accounts published online include a link, video, several videos. I clicked on, I watched the video. What's very strange to me is they're sort of saying the cop defended himself. I didn't see
anybody. Nobody was attacking the cop.
I didn't see anybody attack the cop. All I saw was the cop pushing people around.
Right. According to this account at Houston NetBlogs, not only did he get up on stage and try to take down one of the band members, it claims here that they tried to take him down. The cop tried to take the guy down by the neck, like grabbing him by the neck and slamming him to the floor.
And so when the guy got up on the video, he was obviously perturbed. I think the manager, some guy who apparently was trying to calm things down, stepped between the cop and the band member, which the band member's only going to get hurt going after the cop and yelling at him.
Sure.
Obviously, that guy wasn't going to listen to reason if, you ask him, hey, what's going on? And he tries to slam me to the ground. But anyway, local news...
Well, why should he listen to reason? He's the law!
Local news reports have almost exclusively based on the police reports and say the cop was attacked by band and audience, and that he did the right thing. However, the videos and first-person accounts show something completely different. This is not okay. Cops cannot be allowed to just do whatever they want, however they want, in this case, almost instigating a riot. And their tasers should only be used in situations where the cop would have had to use his gun, not just as a convenience. Just last week, Houston cops killed a man using their tasers, and again,
yikes.
The question has been asked, what was that situation where they would have previously used a gun? I would have hoped not.
And also, by the way, according to the HPD, Houston Police Department, Sergeant McDougal says the officer's approach was commendable, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So the police department, once again, covering their own, what is it you call it, the blue badge or the blue shield or something? You have some sort of term for the blue brotherhood, is that
Boys
what
in Blue?
Boys, I don't know, you had some sort of term that described like this brotherhood that the cops have, that they're all just sort of together and it doesn't matter what one of them does, they just stand behind each other and defend one another to the very bitter end, which usually isn't so bitter for the police, because they just get slapped on the hand at worst.
Well, I don't know, I often use the term, the blue team, but... That's just because oftentimes they act like they're on a team, and it doesn't matter whether somebody does something wrong. They're not law enforcement officers, because if they were law enforcement officers, they'd be out making sure that the right thing was done.
Right.
Instead, they're team members on the blue team trying to, you know, do what it is that they do. They protect their team members.
Right.
In so many instances.
And he was there on a noise violation, supposedly.
Right. Not a real dangerous thing. No one needs to be kicked to sleep over a noise violation.
No, and you don't have to get up on stage and grab the guitar out of somebody's hand and physically stop the band from playing. All you have to do is tell the bar owner that, you know, well, you violated this noise ordinance, which we have a problem with. I at least have a problem with, by the way. If it's a bar and it's in a, you know, a downtown sort of an area where these things happen, if it's indoors, I mean, come on. This was clearly indoors from the video footage that I saw. How you can have a noise violation from an indoor concert is beyond me. If you're living near a bar, if you're living in downtown, buy some earplugs.
Yeah,
you knew what you were getting into.
Well, it's a strange thought process. I can hear that darn bar. It's keeping me up. Well, you know, some people want to go out at night.
Yeah.
Really. They want to go out at night, and they want to listen to loud music. Where are they supposed to do that?
But if the noise was really that much of a problem, all he had to do was go to the source of the amplification. That's not the guitar. That's the soundboard, the place where it's being, you know, plugged into the amps.
Well,
and all
he doesn't
that.
Have any idea.
Well, the owner should have been able to handle this problem.
Well, the
it
cop didn't
totally
go to the owner. He just went straight up to the stage.
Now, apparently, he went and they turned the volume down, but then as he was leaving, they turned it back up, and that's what angered him
to come
back in and rush up on the stage and start attacking people. Which, either way you cut it, is really just an unnecessary, unprofessional approach. 1-800-259-9231, and the only reason this got any sort of coverage was because people were there with video cameras, and they had access to blogs. Thank goodness. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in the Tuesday edition here. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Still enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231 about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the site for free. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month and give you access to a few archives and really not much else. We give you archives, the bulletin board system, a year's worth of archives, in fact, live streaming, wiki, and more. I mean, there's so much content, and it's all totally free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like that, if you like what we're doing on the show, you like that we're spreading the message of freedom and liberty here 6 nights a week, then maybe you want to voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the point is that we take your $3 a month in, and we turn it right back around into promoting Free Talk Live. That is, getting it on, or getting our message out to the industry, the radio business, getting on more radio stations, which, by the way, AMP has been critical at helping us get on more radio stations. We would not be on the amount of stations we're on today if it were not for our amplifiers.
Critical.
Fact.
Yeah, really.
And not only new stations, but also new internet listeners. We're doing internet advertising as well. There's a variety of ways we're spending the $3. Take a look at the details.
Right. It doesn't go to paychecks.
Nope.
It doesn't go to us at all.
There's still no paychecks here.
You're only, you know, if it's only going towards Free Talk Live, the show.
Yep.
If you love Free Talk Live, you want it to succeed, AMP's the way to do it.
That's how it's working. Amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get some perks. You get access to classic archives from way, way back, as well as the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum, and more. Details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Dead Meat in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, I'm sorry to bum you out, but it looks like Mark's staying up here in New Hampshire. I know you're going to be really disappointed in that.
What a bastard.
Yeah. You're just going to have to come up here now, Dead Meat.
Yes, I will. I was actually hoping to do that sometime in the future.
That would be fantastic.
Cool.
You have to call.
Although I'd have...
Go ahead.
I'd have to give up a $60,000 a year job starting, but...
Well, we've
really
all
tough.
Made sacrifices. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I actually have a very sad story about the police department in this area.
What's up?
My brother owns a house in a neighborhood that Mark is well familiar with, in 15th and Central in Sarasota.
Okay.
Which is not a very happy neighborhood at all.
No, so I own a duplex on 20th and Central, and it was a real bummer.
Yeah, well, My brother, of course, is right where all the dealers are, and they've had a couple different groups of dealers moving through the neighborhood through the past 6-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
flower dealers?
No. We're talking drug dealers.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, all the hard stuff,
gotcha.
Crack, cocaine, you know.
Ooh.
Anyways, with each new group, they've gotten more and more paranoid about my brother. He's a 6'4" biker with tattoos and a big beard and long hair.
Okay.
So basically, as new dealers come through, they've been getting more and more paranoid about him. Well, just recently, a new group has come in and they confronted him the other day.
Really?
Saying that he was putting cameras in the house so the cops can watch them and all this and that and whatnot.
Oh, gosh.
Well, anyway, one of the dealers, his little deal is he gets money for the drugs. And then he puts the drugs by a tree in the neighborhood, which is located right next to the property my brother owns.
Okay.
So today the dealer went ahead and made his drop. Then my brother went out maybe about 10, 15 minutes afterwards to bring the trash out. And lo and behold, the police show up, go right to the tree, grab the drugs, and they look at my brother and say, "Hey, man, thanks a lot."
Thanks for what?
They said, "Hey, man, thanks a lot." They fingered his brother as the snitch.
Yeah, they're, you know.
Well, is your brother a snitch?
No, he's not. He lets them do, like he said to them, "You do your deal, I'll do mine. I leave you alone, you leave me alone."
Why did the police say that to him?
Well, there's been a little bit of trouble going on in the neighborhood, and with the new dealers, you know, they don't really like him. And, of course, the cops being paid off as they are by the dealers, let things happen, whatever. They decided to cause a little more trouble to see what's going to happen.
It's a gang of dealers just snitched on the other gang of dealers, and then they used his brother, who's just an innocent third party. They had the cops finger him rather than the other gang.
And so the cops said that to him in front of the other dealers?
Yes, they did. Right out in plain daylight, as loud as they could so people could hear him.
So you're actually saying that the Sarasota Police Department, City Police Department, is working with a group of drug dealers in order to, and they're corrupt and they're taking payments?
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Wow.
Now, how
did
the cops know that your brother was going to be taking the trash out at that moment when they showed up?
Well, see, they didn't wait for him. They were sitting around the corner waiting for him to take the trash out.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's the deal. See, they could have gone up any other time, but they waited until he was going to take the trash out to go ahead and implement him with the gangs
and make it
look like he's the bad guy, because they're already paranoid as it is. There's a white guy in the homeboy's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they don't like that.
And that neighborhood's really not very white.
No.
Wow. And this happened today?
Yeah, this happened today.
So we don't know what the what's next. I mean, where is this going to go?
You know what? If it's anything like what's been going on in the past, at the beginning of the year, there were 3 drive-bys at the property in 1 week. Just on that street alone. And so, like I said, there's been more and more dealers going in and out of the neighborhood. And there's been, you know, the violence has been increasing.
I had no idea there was drive-bys going on in Sarasota, Florida.
Newtown's a dangerous place.
Well, that's the thing. You know, this is a tourist town, so they keep it on the down low.
Right. They don't mention it in the press.
Exactly. So this is a nice little paradise. You know, no, nothing goes wrong here. Everything's fine and dandy. Come visit our town.
And, of course, none of this would be an issue if drugs were legal.
That's exactly my point, you know. They can go about their business, do what they want to, but here we have the police go ahead and they just go and take the drugs, because they can. They can walk up and just take it, and then they go ahead and say somebody else went ahead and blame it on them.
It's really sad, man. Please keep us up to date on what happens to your brother, because I'm fairly concerned for his safety at this point. This is
serious
business.
And me both. It's going to be to the point where me and him are going to have to start going on the weekends, and I'm going to have to keep my trunk filled with a few toys, if you know what I mean.
This is not a game. I mean, this is serious, dude. Good luck, Dead Meat, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's a scary story.
Well, when the police are on the side of the drug dealers, how do you protect yourself?
You keep a gun close by, and if anything bad happens, you use it? I mean, what else can you do?
I mean, what's he supposed to do? Go rent a hotel room in Sarasota in, you know, what is...
Yeah.
It's certainly not high season, but getting close to season.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say hotel rooms are $100.
Yeah,
if
I didn't
he's
find...
in Newtown, perhaps he could give, you know, maybe his... might be able to say that he could get one of the hotels right there on the trail, Sarasota's famous North Trail, for maybe... $50 a night.
But then what? How long do you stay there?
I guess you would stay there forever until your house sold.
My goodness. And that's presuming he owns the house. I missed that if that was a point of information in that story.
I don't know.
Wow. And you wonder why the police, whenever, for instance, in Nevada, they've got a ballot referendum as far as legalization of marijuana is concerned. You wonder why the police come out in droves, the Fraternal Order of Police, the Chiefs of Police, all these guys, they come out and they trash talk any sort of marijuana legalization movement. You wonder why that is? Well, it's because there's plenty of corrupt police officers out there. It's more than just an occasional officer, in my opinion. I think it goes all the way up to the top of the ranks in many cases. Not all of them. Not all of them. I'm sure there's still some good guys out there, and I'm sure there's still some good, you know, administrators out there and everything. But that's why they're out there forefront talking against legalization efforts, because they don't want the money to go away. They like the payments that they get from the gang lords and the drug dealers and all those people. They like those cash payments that they get. They don't want that disappearing. They like being able to take drugs from people and hand them over to their gang friends so they can be sold and make extra profits on top of everything else.
I think it's unlikely that the majority or even a large minority of top-ranking police are, you know, in with gangs.
I didn't say it was a majority. I'm just saying there's a number of them that are. And, by the way, speaking of Nevada's effort, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, it was a press conference heard around the world, or at least around the country and in every quarter of Nevada. Last Tuesday, four Nevada clergymen stood side-by-side with organizers of the Nevada Initiative to Regulate and Control Marijuana to publicly endorse the measure. They spoke for at least 33 Nevada clergy who endorsed Question 7, as it's known on the ballot. The measure would allow Nevadans who are adults, to legally possess small amounts of marijuana and to purchase it at state-regulated stores. Under current Nevada law, possession of less than an ounce is a misdemeanor offense and all sales are illegal. This law would change things to make it even more accepting for adults possessing marijuana. And these preachers for pot legalization for the media, it was as good as man bites dog, and the press coverage showed it. Apparently, there was all kinds of TV stations, every newspaper in Nevada, CNN, MSNBC, the AP picked up the story. This is news when preachers get behind marijuana legalization. The cops won't get behind it, but the preachers see the value in it. Why is that?
Well, because it does is fosters gang activity.
It does. And the preachers, there's some quotes in here. They point out that they don't agree with marijuana use, but they do realize that it's the drug laws are causing more harm than good. These people are saying relatively sensible things considering their moralistic basis. It's a sensible thing to legalize all drugs, not just marijuana. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, we'll see you at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.